Today's audio cast for Friday, May 11th, 2007 from AvWeb, the world's premier independent aviation news resource, is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. Teal Group Vice President of Analysis Richard Abalafia is widely regarded for his insight into the civil and military aerospace markets. The Fairfax, Virginia-based firm released its latest 10-year forecast for very light jets and business aircraft this week, and Abalafia spoke with AvWeb about his prognostications.
Well, this is our 17th annual overview here at Teal Group. Been following the industry for about 20, but only felt qualified to put out the first forecast at the third year of the operation. And never have we seen such good times. Things are fantastic. They're closely linked with corporate profitability, and that's been extraordinary lately. And even better news is that the gospel, both of corporate profits and of business jet use, is being extended around the globe. So these are great times. The industry, again, is flirting with being about the same size as the combat aircraft market, which is a certain sign of prosperity out there. And we anticipate a few more years of growth in the cycle, then a mild dip, and then, of course, a return to growth. And all of the years of our forecast are better than any of our years in the history of the industry, which is either very, very good or perhaps signs of maybe things are getting a bit overheated. But in any event, right now, the outlook looks superb.
Abalafia says business aviation is one of the few aerospace segments where new entrants are possible.
Well, the extraordinary thing about the business jet industry is it's the only aeronautical segment we focus on that has any room at all for new market entrants, and that's kind of fun. So you've got, of course, the big five who are roughly maintaining their market shares, Bombardier, of course, and Gulfstream being the top two, followed by Cessna and Dassault, and then Hawker Beechcraft. And basically, they're all giving a little bit of ground to the new market entrants, most notably Embraer, which we think is going to get a couple percent of the market historical over the past 10 years. These five had 100% of the market, and now they're down to about 95% in our forecast period. So basically, new market entrants are getting 5%. Embraer, we've got a couple percent for Sinosuchian and HondaJet and all the other new light jet entrants that together aren't a huge amount in terms of dollar volume, but certainly a fair number in terms of aircraft ship sets.
Earlier forecasts by Teal have downplayed very light jets, but its latest forecast is more bullish about these airplanes.
I think it's looking pretty good from the standpoint of a growth market in units. We've got just over 3,000 in our forecast period, and the most extraordinary thing about it is it doesn't come at the expense of anything else. It looks like the entry-level jets, starting with the Citation jet, are still holding their ground very nicely. Turboprops are in fantastic times, absolutely doing great with TBM 700s and PC-12s and King Airs just reaching record production numbers. So this new white jet niche is being basically just carved out of nothing. It's a stimulant, and that's great in terms of units. Most forecasts seem to reach at about 5,000 over the next 10 years. Ours, as I said, is just a little bit over 3,000. We tend to be conservative about these things. We don't see necessarily air taxis working out more than a couple of niche markets. And even there, they'll probably resemble more just the traditional charter operations more than anything else. But if they do, of course, that's gravy on top of those 3,000.
However, Abalafia still remains an air taxi agnostic, meaning he doesn't see widespread demand for this type of service using VLJs.
I think there's a wonderful per-seat on-demand market possibility. It's just that it's in the relative scheme of things quite small. I mean, it again has more to do with charter operations in terms of its cost, in terms of its utilization. I think the mistake here is the thinking that this is something that's going to transform the industry. You've got their cost expectations based on 2,000 hours a year of utilization, on very low percentages of deadhead flights. This is not how the private aviation market works at all. I expect you're going to have costs that are actually a lot closer to a typical air charters when you get down to it. We also have the small problem that there are a lot of dead bodies that Yakubuchi and Dayjet are following. Nimbus, of course, being the most spectacular failure. We don't really know where Pogo has gone. The idea has been tried before. Either hasn't raised funding or hasn't quite gotten to that stage of operational maturity. there's certainly something here that's worth pursuing in a few small markets, but hardly something that's going to account for more than a few score, or perhaps even 100 or 200 planes.
He doesn't see a large market for VLJs in the fractional aircraft industry either.
Well, 85% or 90% of this is going to be owner pilots. Most corporate flight departments are going to be too conservative. You'll certainly have a few of them that opt for VLJs, but most of the market will comprise owner-operators.
Teal predicts a small dip in growth in the 2011 to 2012 time frame, though the bizjet market is expected to remain quite healthy.
The great irony of the business jet market is that even though it's got the closest correlation with an economic driver of any market in the world, and that's with corporate profits are also the most difficult form of economics to forecast. You know, you can forecast GDP with a certain degree of credibility or world trade. You really can't forecast corporate profits. We're in uncharted territory in terms of the angle of their upturn. And ditto for business jets. So cautiously, we've added a mild dip that's basically following historical lines after a couple of years of upturn. We have a mild dip in 2011, 2012. But it's really not nearly as severe as the last one in 2002 and 2003. And frankly, the market could keep going if corporate profits maintain their steady growth over the past few years. So a lot depends on the broader market. If we do have a slowdown, any kind of recession, and if the export-driven economies of the world feel that pain that we have over here in the U.S. in the event of this recession, then you'll see a slowdown. But otherwise, it's quite possible that things just keep going.
Abilafia notes that there has been a drought in new airplane launches by business jet manufacturers.
Historically, new model introductions have always helped drive the market upward, taking advantage of harnessing demand, getting those upfront fractional orders, all of those things. And no doubt that will happen. Right now, though, we appear to be, in terms of a new product development introductions, kind of a drought. You look at the market since 2001, there have only been a couple of new introductions, and it kind of pales in comparison with the vast number of new models and technologies that came online in the second half of the 90s. So we're hoping to see some firm launches like that Dassault midsize or the Gulfstream 600 or any of these other new planes like Cessna's LCC, large cabin concept plane. But until that happens, we're looking at a fairly uninteresting market in terms of new traditional business jets.
However, he expects several new bizjet models to be announced this year.
I'm expecting that given the strength of the market, the manufacturers are so emboldened by these numbers that they do commit to the projects that they've had on the drawing board or in the pipeline for some years now. They've been discussing these things and talking with risk-sharing partners and customers and subcontractors, but so far, no firm launch decisions. I think this could be the year that they really step up to the plate and say, okay, we're so confident in this industry that we're going to invest big bucks coming up with new models and harnessing the next wave of product demand.
The world demand for business jets looks promising, according to Abilafia.
The globalization of business jet demand is very solid and very promising. What's kind of most interesting about it is that right now it's Europe and Latin America based, but in terms of GDP growth, all the action, as we know, is in Asia. And if that picks up, then you could have even stronger numbers in the outer years. So far, it's been quite quiet for a variety of reasons, not least of which has to do with Chinese airspace restrictions. But if that changes, boy, the growth coming out of that part of the world could match the tremendous increase we've seen in jetliner demand from that part of the world. There are some good numbers from the Middle East. It kind of gets massaged over because what you've got there is growth in the top end, the very high end of business jets. So you see small numbers of aircraft, yet the dollar volume contribution from that part of the world is actually quite strong, and I expect it will grow in line with high commodity prices, especially oil.
Teal Group Vice President of Analysis, Richard Abilafia. Are you enjoying the new avweb.com? We'd love to have your feedback on our new homepage. Just check it out at www.avweb.com. And we invite you to check out our excellent sister publications, IFR Magazine, IFR Refresher, Aviation Safety, and Aviation Consumer. Comments on this audiocast welcome at audionews@avweb.com, and you can look for our next audiocast on Monday, May 13th. For the Avweb Audio News Team, I'm Mike Blakeney. Thanks for listening.